Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Why is there no effort from the government to encourage healthy living and keeping your immune system as strong as possible? Shouldn't we be hearing a public service announcement about the benefit of getting enough vitamin D? I know of local doctors that take vitamin D supplements simply because we don't get enough sun here in Humboldt. What about the merits of vitamin C and zinc for fighting viruses during the cold season? Of course, there is no way to make your body virus-proof, but what about some public education about how to make your body virus resistant? I don't think that the average person has any idea about the potential merits of alkaline water, turmeric, garlic, and many other choices available from nature. I'm no doctor, and I'm not pretending to know what's best for your health. I wouldn't do that. But don't you agree the message coming from the CDC, state, local health departments would be a little more meaningful if it included some of these ideas? In other news, California's governor, he did the unthinkable, signing into law, effectively banning the sale of gas-powered small off-road engines, including generators, many of which are used in lawn and garden equipment. As you dig into the new law to learn more about it, you'll notice that the fake news is doing their best to put lipstick on one ugly pig. Fake news argues that because regulations have not been as stringent as those for other engine types, the state felt it was time to evaluate smaller engines as well. Of course, if that was true, they wouldn't be outright banning the sale of anything. Anyway, the news doesn't want you to worry or panic about this, even though this law will ban the sale of small generators as well. I hate laws like this. Two simple reasons. It's unnecessary, and it's going to hurt someone. The next time we have rolling blackouts or a natural disaster or simply just severe weather, this law will make it so people suffer in homes with no heat, with no ability to save their frozen and refrigerated foods. When people get hurt in the future by this, the blame, it rests squarely on the shoulders of our governor and Sacramento politicians who are way too eager to pass bad policy to keep the environmentalist wacko lobby happy. Silly folks that like laws like this are arguing that you can simply forget your gas generator and purchase a battery-powered alternative. A quick price check shows that that's not an affordable replacement. When it comes to horsepower, gas lawnmowers are at least twice as strong as electric. While electric spins around the horsepower issue, instead claiming a high max spin rate or torque, it's important to note that the torque is when there is little to no load. So if you switch from gas to electric and keep relatively the same size mower, you will pay the same amount of money for way less actual horsepower. What are you going to tell the guys in the landscaping business? But more importantly, what are you going to tell seniors on fixed incomes when all they want is a reliable gas power generator so they can protect their food and keep the heat on?
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.